Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Big Shows. We broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Packers and Rams coming up tomorrow afternoon. Green and Gold postgame show here on the network. Immediately following that one for the affiliates that carry it, the 16 affiliates listening on the network across the state of Wisconsin and into Rockford, Illinois, with Gary Ellerson and myself tomorrow night from 6:30 till 9. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, she is Jordan Rodrigue from The Athletic, covers the Rams. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Jordan, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's an honor to be on with such a great group.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Oh, boy. I like when people tell us the truth up front. That's nice.
Jordan, I guess first things first, how much confidence do you have, do the fans have, in Jared Goff being right and able to do what is expected of him at that quarterback position heading into the game tomorrow?
Yeah, I'd call Jared probably around 85 to 95% in terms of functionality and sort of the pain that he's got right now in that thumb. About 2.5-3 weeks removed from getting 3 screws put in the base of it. So you're never going to be completely right away. And I think that's the best they can hope for at this point, because their backup, John Walford, got a stinger last week in Seattle and is still out. So they're going with Goff. And, you know, the issue becomes, you know, how will he play in cold weather, because he's got kind of a bad history, a rocky history of that. And also, can he protect the football? Can he keep from turning over the ball after doing so 17 times, accounting for 17 of their 25 turnovers this season, not make bad decisions with it, get the ball to his playmakers, particularly factoring in the weather, and let this defense step up and do its job? So they're not asking a ton from him, but we'll see if it happens.
Jordan, we're going to – this is Leroy Butler, by the way. Thank you for coming on. We're going to stay with the offense. Can you explain to some of our listeners that may not know this particular name how important he is to this offense? And that's Cooper Kupp. I know he's banged up with his knee. I'm assuming he's going to play, but he just means so much to this offense, especially if Goff can't throw the ball way down the field.
Yeah, Leroy, I'm so glad you asked me that question. Great question. Cooper Kupp is absolutely a key part to this offense, not just because he's a little bit of a safety net for Jared, especially on third down, and especially in terms of the way that he can create extra space for himself in the intermediate layers of the field, which is where Jared has been largely throwing the ball this season. Even before the injury, his yards per attempt and his attempted yards, air yards per attempt, is down by like 5 yards from last year. So Cooper Kupp has been especially important in providing that option and getting them those necessary conversions, and particularly as they found themselves in trouble on longer third downs this season. But it goes so much further beyond that with Cooper, because he's so crucial in their blocking game. And the Rams are really probably going to have to run the ball a lot behind Cam Akers in this game. And their blocking receivers, Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, are two of the best in the game to do it, and so important in running some of these outside zone systems that Sean McVay likes to run. and really blocking downfield when necessary as well.
I expect
Cooper Kupp to play. He's got some bursitis in his knee, and my understanding is that they drained that and have just been kind of waiting for the swelling to go down. I do expect him to play, but again, kind of like Jared, in what capacity will you be ready to go, and can you be as physical, especially in your blocks, especially in the intermediate of the field where you know those hospital balls come, Leroy, and getting that taken care of.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jordan, this is Gary Ellerson. I think most people don't talk about the Rams' offensive line. I think if you look at the Packers' offensive line, they've probably been the best offensive line in the game today with two Pro Bowlers on it. How good is that Ram offensive line? Because you mentioned the run game and Cam Akers.
Yeah, so this offensive line is definitely built more to run block and maybe less so to pass protect. They're averaging about 2.5 seconds of pocket time for Jared Goff, which is right about on point with what they were last year when they had some inconsistencies that were, I think, well noted throughout the league as in terms of a little bit of a drop off. But they are very much built to run block, and especially having Andrew Whitworth back. He's kind of what Sean McVay calls the mean old man of the offensive line in terms of getting everyone blessed where they need to be. So it's pretty great watching him in action, guys. I know you guys, you guys get the privilege of watching some tremendous offensive linemen out there, and Andrew Whitworth is certainly one here. And it's just really going to be so, so crucial that they are on their P's and Q's, especially in run blocking. And especially as you guys noted, running the ball is going to be such a key factor in getting Sean McVay's offense going. Everything he does in the passing game is predicated on being set up by the run. So it's absolutely going to be key here.
Talking with Jordan Rodriguez, covers the Rams for The Athletic here on the Wendy's Big Show. You bring up Whitworth, and I think of Whitworth in Hard Knocks and McVay shirtless and everything else with McVay during Hard Knocks. How did that play out back when that whole Hard Knocks thing was taping? And is McVay kind of the same guy as we saw on camera?
Well, he got a lot of crap for drinking rosé, guys. I'll tell you that. Yeah, and then he didn't get much better as the season went on, because it turns out he's a Michelob Ultra guy, and I'm a big beer person, so I don't think that was I wouldn't say that landed super well. You got to get some good craft beer in there, Sean. But it was just something where they knew they needed to do something. They have this brand new beautiful stadium, SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, Los Angeles, California, and it's just gorgeous, but they knew nobody was going to be able to see it, unfortunately. So they had to figure out a way to really kind of connect the fan base to the team, and Sean and Andrew especially stepped up to try to show a little bit more of their personality. And Sean McVay, it's a little tough for him to sort of loosen up sometimes, because he's so football 1,000 miles an hour all the time. So for him to kind of open up a little bit, I give him grief, but for him to open up a little bit and then to really see how crucial Andrew Whitworth is in terms of his leadership. You saw him a couple clips out there, like an old man holding his coffee in one hand and getting some technique reps in with one of the younger offensive linemen with the other hand. And it's just been a delight to kind of watch him take some of these younger guys under his wing. And he's especially taken young Cam Akers, the rookie running back, under his wing and really watched him grow and helped him, even when he was away with injury, helped him in his growth this season. And it's a big part of why you're seeing him have so much success.
That's great stuff, Jordan. I want to get to a couple of guys real quick. Aaron Donald, we know he got the cartilage or whatever with his ribs. Ribs is one of my favorite foods, by the way. But he's not the guy I really want to focus on. I'm a Florida State, full disclosure, I'm a Florida State guy. Jalen Ramsey is what you want in a corner. He's long arms, long legs, he's fast, swagger, talks a lot of noise. He's going to go against Davante Adams. And I know he traveled with, DK Metcalf and a lot of other number one receivers. How do you think that matchup will come? I mean, do you think that'll just cancel each other, cancel it out? Because both of them are very good, him and Davante Adams. Or do you think one guy has an advantage?
It's so tough in this one, because all season long, and Jalen Ramsey, I mean, what an outstanding football player too, right?
Yeah.
Travels with number one guys all season, holds the slate of receivers that include Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, Mike Evans, of course the premier NFC West receivers and DK Metcalf and DeAndre Hopkins, holds them all to under 20 yards per game on average combined throughout the entire season. So, of course, you're excited. This is going to be great. This is probably his biggest challenge. Davante Adams is a premier, if not the premier, receiver in the National Football League. So I think selfishly we all want to see, this big on big. We want to see a lot of man coverage. We want to see him bump and run off the line of scrimmage, right? And that would be just electric, I think. I think that would be a heck of a matchup. However, the Rams play a lot of zone, and they rotate their cornerbacks and their safeties in their secondary because they try to disguise a lot of what they do
against
the quarterback. Now, I don't think Aaron Rodgers confuses easily, so this is going to be a really, really good test to see how often those two are matched up together and how they rotate some of their other corners like Troy Hill and Darius Williams, who are leading the team in interceptions and interceptions returned for touchdown. Going to be really, really interesting to see how they rotate those guys and how they work Davante Adams into space. Because as we saw with DK Metcalf, teams are trying to motion their number one receiver away from Jalen Ramsey in order to work him, get him a couple of extra yards of space, get him the ball on catch and run plays. So I think this is going to be really, really interesting, not only how Davante Adams gets worked into space, but whether or not Jalen Ramsey comes with him.
I know. I mean, it's a very intriguing matchup. And you talk about Davante Adams and Jalen Ramsey, then there's the Aaron Rodgers factor of trying to get Davante Adams the ball. Then we have Aaron Jones in the backfield, and you got Aaron Donald in the defensive line. There's a lot of intriguing matchups, really, if you look at the Packers offense and what that Rams offense bring. You got a number one offense versus a number one defense, Jordan. Something's got to give.
Oh, you guys, isn't this going to be so much fun, though? I mean, gosh, as a football fan, you could pick every single phase of this game, offense, defense, special teams, although I think on either team, we all might want to avert our eyes on special teams. But, it's really going to be fun and just so electric, I think. Physical, electric, looks like it's going to be really cold. So I think it's just going to be such a heck of a matchup in every single phase, every single tier. I just think it's what a fantastic matchup between these two if you're a football fan.
You know, here in Green Bay and in the state of Wisconsin, having a team that's won 13-3 now back-to-back years, Jordan, and you look at this coaching staff, and it really hasn't been picked over to this point. Which is quite amazing considering the success that they've had. They haven't lost guys to other coaching staffs. You look at McVay and the tree that obviously is being built from McVay going forward. And defensive coordinator Brandon Staley is another guy that very well may end up going somewhere else and becoming a head coach. And a younger guy at that. Just how well-respected and how liked is he by the guys and people around the industry?
Oh, his players love him. They refer to him as a mad genius, and the buy-in was so instant. And I think that's something that's maybe a little bit underrated in terms of talking about Brandon Staley is you've had virtual meetings all spring, and this is an unprecedented situation for a new coordinator of any team to come in, but particularly a defensive coordinator taking over from like the Wade Phillips, right? So he comes into this situation where a lot of the same guys who played for Wade Phillips. And he's here introducing a completely new defense that plays with lighter boxes than any other defense in the league, but still predicates, hey, we're going to stop explosive passing. We're going to depend on our abilities up front in terms of our really mobile and athletic nose tackles and Aaron Donald factoring in, of course, as he always does, to be able to stop the run even when we're presenting a lighter box. We're going to move our safeties and our corners around almost like they're orbiting around the sun if Jalen Ramsey is the sun. And it's just going to be really, really aggressive, attacking, and assertive. And these guys bought in immediately. And it was so apparent. I mean, guys, if you don't mind me saying so, they went out the first week of training camp, kicked the crap out of Sean McVay's offense. Yep. And that was when the buy-in was so instantaneously appreciated, I think, on both sides of the ball. And also by Sean McVay, because Sean McVay goes in and he's ticked because nobody's done that to him, right? So he's ticked, so he knows he's got to get his offense better. So they come out the second week of training camp, and it's an all-out brawl. It's an all-out battle. And it's just so – that's how you get good football teams, right? And I think that that's so – such an interesting dynamic. I know it's one that they'd love to keep around for another year, but there's something weird. I mean, it's so interesting, some of these trends. You guys, I know you've seen so many of them go by as the years have gone by. But it's like, there's these trends, and then everybody wanted to hire sort of the next Sean McVay, and Everybody wants the next offensive mind. So whether or not it's Brandon Staley's year remains to be seen, but I just know he's got the utmost respect from Sean, the utmost respect and buy-in from his players, and it's part of the reason why you're seeing them be so successful on that side of the ball.
You talk to a person that covers the Rams, the opponent. We have to get your prediction for the game.
Oh, but you guys are going to be mad at me.
Wow, do your job. Do your job.
Oh, she's a homer.
Yeah. No, you know what?
Don't feel bad, Jordan. So am I.
Well, you have a right to be.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll give you my prediction, but it comes with a caveat, if you'll allow
me.
Okay. So I am predicting the Rams will win 2017, but I'm saying they will only do that if they can score a defensive touchdown, leading scoring defense in the league. If they can score a defensive touchdown, which I know is extremely rare to happen against this football team, then they will beat the Packers 2017.
So you're hoping the Aaron Rodgers from the Tampa Bay game where he threw the pick six.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not hoping anything. I think there, when you go up against Aaron Rodgers, I think it's probably better to pray than to hope, honestly.
Jordan, don't worry about Twitter. Ignore those tweets that you're going to get.
Yeah,
ignore those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jordan Rodriguez covers the
Thank
Rams
so
for the Athletic. So much for coming on, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, for having me. I really, really appreciate it. A ton of respect for you guys. Thanks for what you do.
Take care. There is Jordan Rodriguez on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. If you missed TNT last night and Shaquille O'Neal, stay tuned. You'll want to hear Shaq next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
16 stations strong, the Big Show Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.